Thank you, Pastora Rene. Good morning, New Covenant family. Partnering for the kingdom. That's the idea we want to get across. And I would invite you, if you could please pray with me the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. And we do pray, dear Heavenly Father, this for all of us in this wonderful fellowship and family, New Covenant. May your kingdom come. May your will be done in each one of our lives, families. And we do pray that you will restore the image of your Son in every person, married couple, and family in this community. And we speak, Lord, by your Spirit, comfort. Comfort my people. Speak tenderly to the heart of Jerusalem and tell them that your sins have been paid for double. And thank you, Father, for that wonderful comfort for us this morning. Thank you, Lord.
Buenos dias. We do everything together, so you see both of us up here for this time too. Thank you so much for having us and for letting us share with you today in the service. It's really good to be with you, and we so appreciate all of you. It is a great blessing for us to be with you, even if just for a short time while we visit. And thank you especially, Pastora Rene, as we call you. Thanks to all of you and New Covenant people. Thank you. And we praise God and honor you for your faithful prayers and financial support of our work all these years. We really are grateful. It really is important to us and special to us that you stand with us in this way and that you have stood with us for so many years. We are celebrating almost 40 years of serving the Lord in Spain. Next year, it'll be 40 years for Leo. It'll be 38 years for me. And we've been there preparing for a spiritual revival in a land with centuries of strongholds, which makes for a great struggle and a lot of work in any little progress that we might see along the way. We have been involved in Colombia also for the last 20 years, and we've been working for the end of the longest internal armed conflict in the continent, which affects not only the nations around Colombia, but also the United States. All of this because of the problem with drug trafficking, especially. And we are all together in this, in the work that we're doing. We're partners in the kingdom of God. We long for the kingdom of God to be revealed on earth and to be established in our homes, communities, and nations. We began this year once more. One of the things that we've been doing for the past few years, at the beginning of every year, we started with 40 days of prayer and fasting, both in Spain and in Colombia. What we do is we fast one meal a day for 40 days. And during this time, together with other intercessors, other churches, we went deeper into the Word, reading through the Gospel of Matthew and studying about the kingdom of God. During the 40 days, together with what we call the faithful remnant of intercessors, we sought understanding about the kingdom of heaven and cried out to God to make us willing to go all the way through so we can experience the transformational power of his kingdom in our lives, in our homes, in our churches, and in our nations. It says in the book of Matthew, in those days, John the Baptist came, preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is he who was spoken of through the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. This is John the Baptist in Matthew 3. Then in chapter 4 of Matthew, it says, from that time on, Jesus began to preach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. Repentance. This is the message the Lord has given us, and we understand from the Lord that it all starts here. It's the beginning. At the same time, we cannot tell anyone else to repent if we don't live a life of brokenness and repentance ourselves. The more we come near to God, the more he calls us to a holy life in him, to depart from sin and consecrate ourselves to him. As we lead many in Spain and Colombia in the ministry of prayer, we are very much aware that prayer is not just petitioning God for things. It is listening to the Holy Spirit and letting him purify, work in our lives, prune us, take away that which does not produce fruit for his kingdom in our lives. God loves us too much to let us live with things that hurt our spirit, our soul, or our body. So God's process of pruning may require some self-denial or self-discipline on our part. This can be seen, it might be seen in our devotional life, our eating habits, our exercise, or even rest. So we say, Father, have your way in me, restore me, cleanse me, prune me, heal me, make me whole, so I can be your instrument of healing and bring your kingdom to my family and my broken world. In Nehemiah 4, it says, after I looked things over, I stood up and said to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people, don't be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, who is great and awesome, and fight for your families, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your homes. Nehemiah was a Jewish leader that helped restore the remnant of his people that returned to Jerusalem after 70 years of exile in Babylon. So because of that, we decided to name after him the School of Nehemiah, Teachings on Prayer and Restoration, a school, online school that we've started. And these are teachings that we have recorded for television, and they can also be found online. At the end of what we're sharing, we're going to see 3 minutes of one of our videos in Spanish. So far, we've recorded 13-minute programs that are being used for television, Christian television in Spain, and the internet, with the purpose of training people in the area of prayer to affect their nations and restore individual lives and families. We have a series of 10 programs, first of all, based on the Lord's Prayer, to lead individuals in some simple, basic steps to strengthen their personal prayer life on an individual level. Another series we have is on the Ten Commandments, and that's to teach families to build up the family altar. The series on the Book of Nehemiah is to teach the church on how to fulfill our mission in this world to pray and help change our nations and our communities. And we would appreciate your prayers as we continue to work on more recordings that we want to do in the future after we get back to Spain. In the future, we want to record the discipleship manual that we wrote several years ago, and that's being used by different churches to disciple their people. There is a lot of need for discipleship, especially in Spain and other Spanish-speaking nations.
We are committed to seeing the transforming kingdom of God coming to the communities of the leaders that we are working with in Colombia as well as in Spain, because they are in the front lines of the battle for this purpose of transformation. Leaders like Pastor Hermes fighting to establish God's kingdom in and through his indigenous community and church amid coca plantations, mafia, and guerrilla warfare. We were with him just a year and a half ago in our last visit for the first time. I dared, because we prayed and we felt it was okay, safe enough to bring this precious lady with me up there. She has been to Colombia many times, but to the main cities, not. It was the first time that she came with me to the indigenous communities. The Lord protected us. It was okay. After that, things have gotten a little bit more difficult. And another person we work with is Judith. She's a lawyer, and she's working for the transformation of her black community in the violent port city of Buenaventura. That's 3 hours away from Cali, southwest of the nation, on the Pacific coast of Colombia. She is a tough lady. She's a woman of prayer, and she's right there in the front lines, Judith. And in our last newsletter, we passed on to you the heartbreaking story Lisbeth shared with us about Paola's sudden and tragic death. Paola was a young woman who had received help from Lisbeth's foundation together with her sister when they were little girls. She was recently shot and killed in the area of Cali called Siloam, an area my wife and I visited as well with Lisbeth the last time we were in Colombia. Lisbeth is the director of our work in Colombia and is also the director of the Friends and Brothers Foundation, Christian Foundation, that goes to the poor and violent areas around the city of Cali to provide meals, educational support, and funding for children who are at risk of getting involved in prostitution, drug trafficking, or becoming paid assassins, hitmen. Lisbeth's dream is to start at least five schools and soup kitchens in Siloam. Have a hard time saying this name. Siloam. In Spain is Siloe. In Spanish is Siloe. Siloam. It's an area that we know. So she has this vision to rescue these children, but she needs more workers and more funding. So please join us in praying for Lisbeth and for these other leaders. Hermes, the indigenous pastor in the mountains, Judith in the city port with the black communities, and Lisbeth, especially with the children at risk. There is so much to be done. This morning I was listening to a 7-minute audio that Lisbeth just sent us today. A lot of wisdom needs, because they trust us to provide covering, pastoral covering and guidance, even though we are at a distance. But nowadays, with the technology we have, you know, the cell phones and Skype and all of that, it's like if we were right there. So let us pray. Father, we praise your holy name. We ask that you will establish your kingdom through the good work that our precious New Covenant family is doing here in this community. We thank you for their support for our work, but we also want to partner with them in what they are doing and what you're doing in their lives and through their lives for the advance of your kingdom. Father, as we prepare for a new visitation of your Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, we pray, Lord Jesus, save us from sin. Holy Spirit, fill us afresh. Restore us today. Restore our lives. Restore our homes. Restore our community. And help us to know how we can better partner with you in bringing your kingdom to where we are. We commit ourselves today to seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. We love you, Father. We praise you. We bless this wonderful nation, the United States of America. We bless Colombia and Venezuela. We bless Spain and Europe that is holding elections today, European elections, and Spain holding regional elections and municipal elections. We bless our nations and we say, come, Lord Jesus, come.
Amen. We're just going to show you now 3 minutes to give you an idea, to give you a little sample of one of the television programs that we recorded. And so if you have that ready, Lorna, you can put that on.
Le damos la bienvenida a Escuela Nehemías de Oración y Restauración. Nehemías, nuestro modelo de liderazgo, oración, restauración. Ya hemos visto en el anterior programa lo que caracterizaba a Nehemías. Ahora en este segundo tema, las características del trabajo de restauración. Cómo fortalecer las manos para el trabajo. Cómo responder a la oposición de los enemigos, cómo trabajar en equipo y cómo activar las familias. Si tu visión no te supera, entonces no es de Dios, es tuya, dijo alguien. ¿Trabajas en equipo y coordinadamente con otros ministerios? ¿Trabaja tu familia en equipo para restaurar algún sector de la sociedad? ¿Cómo cobrar ánimo ante el desánimo de los nuestros y la hostilidad de los adversarios? Veamos cómo lo hizo Nehemías, este líder temeroso de Dios y sabio en su trato con el pueblo que Dios puso bajo su liderazgo.
Además de responder al llamado de Nehemías a restaurar el muro de protección alrededor de Jerusalén, vamos a ver otras maneras en las que el remanente del pueblo, vuelto del cautiverio, se esforzó y se fortaleció para cumplir los propósitos de Dios. Nehemías 2:18 dice, entonces les declaré cómo la mano de mi Dios había sido buena sobre mí, y asimismo las palabras que el rey me había dicho. Y dijeron, levantémonos y edifiquemos. Así esforzaron sus manos para bien. 1. El pueblo cobró ánimo y esforzó sus manos para el trabajo porque unió sus fuerzas. Entonces empezaron a edificar con ánimo, pero enseguida vinieron los ataques. Cuando tenemos un entendimiento de los propósitos de Dios y empezamos a avanzar hacia el cumplimiento de esos propósitos, siempre tendremos oposición. El enemigo va a intentar desanimarnos, atemorizarnos,
Thank you. That's just to give you an idea. How many understood something of that? Oh, lots of people. The one that was in Spain, okay. Great, okay. So that's just to give you an idea of something that we do. That's one of our programs. That one was about Nehemiah. And okay. Now, if you could come and pray for us, we'd like to ask you to pray for us as well, and as part of our partnering in the work. And Pastora Renee, if you can come and tell us how you want us to do that.
Anyway, come on up and lay.